Checking in again with Quincy City Council President, Councilor at Large Noel DeBona, for a recap of the first in-person City Council meeting in over 2 years. Noel, how are you?
Good morning, Joe. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks. What was it like to be back in the Great Hall?
It was actually really good to be back in the hall. And, you know, I had spent almost the whole term. We only did January and February of 2020 inside the chambers. And now, finally coming back last night, it felt good to see everybody and to get the better interaction with the folks and be able to see things that you can't see on Zoom, voice inflection, body language, things that you can kind of see people, how their mannerisms are, and then being able just to see people. So I think it was great timing to get back into the chambers. Probably would have back a little earlier, but it's good timing going into April.
Yeah, were all the councilors able to attend?
The only one that was missing last night was Councilor Dave McCarthy, and he'll be back for the next meeting. So we had all the other ones were attended.
Very good. And I know the main item on the agenda was the discussion regarding the Pine Hill Cemetery, right?
Sure was, and the appropriations was $16.4 million. It was obviously in the Finance Committee. We didn't take a vote on it. It was entertaining a vote to approve, but it was withdrawn by Councilor Bill Harris. So we just, a lot of the councilors wanted a little bit more discussion on it, a little bit more feedback on basically the breakdown of the numbers, and to make sure that that's a hard number at 16.4. I know that was my concern. Hey, listen, if you're going to make this investment now, to make sure that that's that hard number at 16.4 and not to change that down the road. Obviously, construction costs change as time goes along. And, basically a couple of the councils wanted to make sure that you did it within the budgets, whatever was allocated for the funding. Obviously, rates are starting to change and councils are a little bit more. But we'll come back to the table with that. It's still in finance. I would assume it'll come in the next possible meeting or the meeting after. So we'll have a little bit more deliberation. But it was good. It was a good presentation from Commissioner Murphy and his team. And I thought it was a good, it's a need for the city. And I think the biggest thing, Joe, is to make sure it's for only the citizens of Quincy. A lot of the cemeteries are getting tight on space. Who wants to think about burial or cremation? But unfortunately, we're all going to die, Joe. So it's not something we some people have to project for it, and we'll see. We'll get it back to the table the next probably finance, probably the next meeting, probably the April 23rd is our next one.
Okay. Was there any talk, Noel, about how much the graves would cost for folks?
They did bounce some numbers around, and there's an equation to it. So that's what I think it was. I think roughly between 3,000 and 4,000. I think if you buy a plot, you can get two burials there. And I think you can fit another one in for a cremation possibly, but the numbers were thrown around a little bit. There's a lot of other, I guess, items in that when you're doing it. So to keep up with it, we'll get better numbers. I think the next time they're going to come back to us with hard numbers with, not just the burial, but there's other fees involved in it. Now, I'm not in the industry, obviously, but we'll come back to us. I'd say between 3,000 and 4,000.
Okay, very good. And I see a resolution came up regarding the VA up in North Quincy.
Yeah, unfortunately, as time goes along, they're looking to displace it or take it away over by the Manet Health Center there in North Quincy. And a resolution was put forward to not allow that closing. It's unfortunate that we're moving into different times. And I don't know if it's COVID related. I don't know if it's veterans related. But those veterans that we have in our city, they really need those services and the convenience of having it right next to the MBTA, right next to North Quincy T Station, and also the buses, as well as, being conveniently located. It's going to really be hard to get over to West Roxbury and Brockton to get to VA services. So it's unfortunate for our veterans. And hopefully, maybe it goes up to the state delegation and they can do something about it. hoping that.
Okay, very good. Anything else you think was of note, Noel?
City Clerk Nicole Crispo nomination, and she's got another 3 years. I know when she first came on, I was on the council back in April of 2016. It was the end of Joe Shea's long tenure up there as city clerk, and she was the assistant at the time, and she moved up in April of 2016. It's an every 3 year term. So she was nominated last night in a full vote, unanimous. She's been a great asset to the city. She does a great job being under Joe Shea for all those years and then coming in on her own. Can't forget assistant city clerk right now, Joe Newton, has been with the city for quite a while time. And he was a former counselor for Ward 6 for, I believe, 4 years. So he's now the assistant. So I can't leave him out as well. But she's done a fantastic job just with oversight and knowing the city and helping the citizens coming in. Ian Kane, one of our counselors, was married in there, and she was she did this. So it was really nice to see everybody talk about Nicole and the good words for her. So I congratulate her myself.
Nice. Yeah, she's a good friend to us here at QATV as well. She keeps us in the loop, so we appreciate her work.
She also does the licensing board as well, and she does a really fantastic job with just getting the information out to folks.
Right, right. I neglected to bring up the ordinance regarding a special transit-oriented district.
That's going to go into committee. There wasn't a lot of talk about that right now, and okay. We'll definitely go into committee, and we'll deliberate a little bit more in an ordinance, but that'll come back in. And I project there'll be more stuff on the agendas, Joe, as we go on here. We're getting closer to budget season. So 45 days out from the last meeting, the mayor will probably be coming in to present his budget. So that'll be big talk.
Okay, very good. Anything else, Noel?
Joe, we're looking forward to back in the chambers. We're back in on April 23rd. It's 3 weeks because we obviously have Easter weekend, and we also have Patriots Day, which is Marathon Monday. So that's in 2 weeks. So we're going to go the following Monday.
Okay, which actually is the 25th. Just to.
Oh, the 25th. I'm sorry.
Yep. So April 23rd. There you go. So we'll catch up on the 26th if that's okay.
Catch up on the 26th. Thanks for looking at that calendar correctly.
Sure, not a problem. Appreciate it. Good to talk to you, Noel.
Thank you, Joe. Have a good day. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.